God does not need to see that. God is omniscient. God knows all of these things. God knows exactly what Job will do, Peter will do, what you will do. So let's be sure in our relationship with God. God does not need to see this. Now point two. But Satan and all of the angels do not know. Members of the human race do not know what others will do. In the conflict between God and Satan, all of the elect angels, the fallen angels, they do not know. Now, Satan is a genius. Satan is the highest creation of God. He can make a pretty good assumption. He can make great guesses, but they do not know. Therefore, the test in this great conflict in regard to you and your life is between Satan and God. All of the angels, both the angels that followed God and the angels that followed Satan, and all mankind in your periphery, they do not know what you will do. Therefore, the test to see if an unbeliever will reject or accept Jesus Christ, and now in our study, to see whether or not you will continue to trust God. Angels are watching. Members of the human race are watching. Now, Satan, again, is not omniscient. This study has caused some of you to reconsider your knowledge, just how much you really know about Satan. And this is why I brought Lewis Ferry Taper's book, Satan in the Foyer, and the board bought them for you to read, so that you'll have this. I don't want to spend another 6 months in the study of Satan. But you should be keenly aware of this one who attacks, this one who seeks to cause you to desert the Lord, this one who does not want your marriage. He does not want a Christ-centered marriage. I've said it so many times, and it bears repeating. I'm not shocked that so many Christian marriages end in divorce. I'm shocked when I find two Christians who are living the Christ-centered life, who are servants of God, live the Spirit-filled life, growing in the Word of God. I'm surprised that they are able to maintain a love momentum toward and with each other in a Christ-centered home. Satan does not want that. I'm not surprised at the number of teenagers who have a great deal of problems. I'm impressed with the number of teenagers who come to over to the things that we have in this church, my house, and then on Saturday, various things, who desire to live a Christ-centered life, learn some things about the Lord. The attack on them is unmerciful.